Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And happy hump day to one and all. We've got a small follow-up on our programming from yesterday. I was joined for half an hour of yesterday's program by State Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner. We were talking about the fact that the MAGA regime here in the state of Wisconsin has blocked efforts by Tony Evers and Democrats in the Assembly and Senate to fulfill funding for a veterans program that helps with addiction and most predominantly veterans that struggle with housing insecurity. It is, in our state budget terms, a measly less than $2 million. For some reason, Robin Voss and Devin Lemahieu, the leaders of the Assembly and Senate respectively, have been blocking even scheduling a hearing on bills to restore that funding for this critical program in the Green Bay area. So here's the follow-up. The bill that has been offered by Senator Wall, Representative Spaday, and Representative Rivera-Wagner, which is Senate Bill 385, Assembly Bill 383, was referred in the Senate to the Senate Committee on Licensing, Regulatory Reform, and State and Federal Affairs, which is chaired by Republican State Senator Chris Capanga. So we got an update. We're going to give you Chris Capanga's email and phone number so you can call him and tell him to schedule the hearing on these bills. Again, it's Senate Bill 385 to restore funding for a veterans program that helps unhoused veterans. It also helps with a variety of other social services. Here is Senator Capanga's phone, 608-266-9174. That's 608-266-9174. And his email is senperiodcapenga@legis.wisconsin.gov. So tell him to schedule the hearing so that we can treat our veterans with the respect that they deserve. A bit of civic media news as well today. It is the first official day of the Civic Media Today newsletter that you can find on Substack. I just subscribed today. You should go check it out. If you don't know what Substack is, just put it into the little internet web browser. It will pop up. You can subscribe to Civic Media Today. This is a brand new daily email newsletter on Substack that will connect you to all of the terrific content that we produce every day across the network, and it is free. So go ahead and check that out. Now, on to the day's news. The Fed has announced today that it will be cutting interest rates by 0.25%. Now, here's the interesting thing about that. People usually think, yay, that's great. Maybe my credit card interest rate goes down. It's cheaper to borrow. Yes, that's all true. But generally, when the Fed is cutting interest rates, it's because the economy is doing badly. And in this case, it's doing very badly. What the Fed is concerned about is rising unemployment, stagnating economy, the markets not loving what has been happening in the Trump economy, the 2.0 Trump tariff terror, and the rest of the nonsense that he's been peddling as actual economic policy. It's not going well, and it's going to get worse. Now, here's the interesting thing here, folks. All of the Fed governors, nearly all of them, voted for the 0.25% reduction. The guy that Trump just slammed through to get onto the Federal Reserve Board, yeah, he wanted a full half-point reduction. Yeah. Anybody surprised by that? I'm not. And we've got a new entrant into the already crowded Democratic primary field for the governor of this great state of Wisconsin, Francesca Hong. Representative Francesca Hong throwing her hat in the race today. She identifies herself politically as a Democratic socialist. So we'll see how that goes for Miss Hong. We hope to have her on the show soon to talk about that. And here's what I want to get to. It is full-bore Confederacy of dunces on Capitol Hill today, folks. Susan Monarez, I'm not quite sure how to say her name. I've heard both in the hearing today. She is testifying on Capitol Hill. This is the CDC director that RFK hired, then pressured to pre-approve whatever vaccine schedule recommendations would come out of the RFK vaccine denier skeptics now stocked board that reviews those things, to pre-approve them. That's not how it works, ladies and gentlemen. She refused to do so, stood and pushed back on some of the pressure coming from RFK in the White House, and then he fired her 29 days after he hired her. So she wrote an op-ed last week in the Wall Street Journal. It is scary. I highly recommend it. It's just a couple of pages. It's very scary. Here's a line from that. One of the troubling directives from that meeting, this is when she was called into RFK's office. It was widely reported. Lots of media outlets covered it. I was told to pre-approve the recommendations of a vaccine advisory panel newly filled with people who have publicly expressed anti-vaccine rhetoric. That panel's next meeting is scheduled for September 18th to the 19th. It is imperative that the panel's recommendations aren't rubber stamped, but instead are rigorously and scientifically reviewed before being accepted or rejected. Duh. Let's listen to some of what has happened today. And I want to start with this. If you recall, it was RFK's confirmation hearing, his confirmation, that came the closest to blowing up in Trump's face. Okay? There were big questions about whether Senator Susan Collins would ultimately vote for him. She did. But the biggest question mark, and in fact the deciding vote on his confirmation, was cast by Senator Cassidy, a Republican of Louisiana, and a doctor who knows stuff and about vaccines. And he, during his 5 minutes of questioning of Mr. Kennedy during his confirmation hearing, asked him some really specific questions about the very thing that Dr. Menares has said he's done and what he's planning to do with the vaccine schedule. Let's take a listen, because, again, listen to what Kennedy says in his confirmation hearing under oath before the Senate. Let's take a listen.
Do you commit that you'll revise any CDC recommendations only based on peer review, consensus-based, widely accepted science? In other words, not personal beliefs or the beliefs of any single person that you or your department may identify?
Absolutely, Senator. I am not going to go into HHS and impose my preordained opinions on anybody at HHS. I'm going to empower the scientists at HHS to do their job and make sure that we have good science that's evidence-based, that's replicatable, where the raw data is published.
I'm almost out of time, so let me get to another question.
All right.
Do you promise that FDA will not deprioritize or delay review and or approval of new vaccines, and that vaccine review standards will not change from historical norms?
Well, we will have the best vaccine standards with safety studies, and I will not, if the panels
recommend. That's a little bit of a different answer than the question I asked.
Yeah.
Because what is the best could be in the eyes of the beholder. So let me read again. Promise that the FDA will not deprioritize or delay review and or approval of new vaccines, and that vaccine review standards will not change from historical norms.
Yes.
Yeah, until apparently mid-September, and tomorrow or the day after, when this vaccine advisory board packed with vaccine skeptics recommends some new schedule based on not peer-reviewed, not consensus science, but cherry-picked science by these wackadoodle vaccine deniers. And here's the thing. I don't get why they're doing this. Fine. Come in. Commission new studies. Look at the literature, right? To test these things that you're concerned about, even though there are decades and decades of tests and statistics that prove that vaccines are safe. But redo this? Sure, go ahead. But that's not what they're doing. They're picking people based on their previously held vaccine skepticism, which is not based in peer-reviewed consensus state-of-the-art medical and scientific knowledge, to then cherry-pick studies to come up with a vaccine schedule that is going to put our kids at risk. We've got the largest measles outbreak that our country has seen in a century. Why is that? Because people like RFK peddle in nonsense. So I want to go back to some of the testimony today from Dr. Menares, because it is scary. Let's take cut 21.
He directed me to commit in advance to approving every ACIP recommendation, regardless of the scientific evidence. He also directed me to dismiss career officials responsible for vaccine policy without cause. He said if I was unwilling to do both, I should resign.
That's not how it's supposed to work. It's just not how it's supposed to work. And all of us know that. And some of the things that Dr. Menares is claiming that Mr. Kennedy has said to other CDC officials is downright revolting and shocking. Take a listen to this.
And the one I think that hurt me the most was a particularly vivid phrase he said during the COVID outbreak. CDC told hospitals to turn away sick COVID patients until they had blue lips before allowing them to get treatment.
And it is fair to say, in your view, that those statements are not true.
Those statements are not true.
What? But it's the Confederacy of Dunces, ladies and gentlemen. What on God's earth would possess Mr. Kennedy to say such a thing? Other than someone who is inclined to believe conspiracy theories and every other, you know, completely ill-informed opinion that gets trafficked on the interwebs. This is from Wall Street Journal reporting. Menares also said Kennedy sharply criticized the CDC and his employees, calling it the most corrupt federal agency. He said CDC employees were killing children and that they don't care, that employees were, quote, bought by the pharmaceutical industry and forced people to wear masks like a dictatorship. Looney Tunes. RFK is an idiot. Is an idiot. An admitted drug user who said that he functioned better at the Ivy League university he got to attend because his name is Kennedy when he was doing heroin or some such other. I mean, he admitted this on a podcast. This is the guy. It's going to put all of our kids at risk. Some of the most recent reporting is specifically about the hepatitis B vaccine. We've basically eradicated that. It causes a long and painful death. We're going to return to this particular hearing on the other side. I might even bring you some cash money Patel, who continues his epic meltdown in front of Congress. Confederacy of dunces indeed. Folks, stay with me. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back with more in just a moment.